Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Coming home is a great thing. It's great to come home and be welcomed. When I was working in the business world, I don't know about you, but I often had to do some traveling, and sometimes it was just for a day or a couple of days, or sometimes it was a week or maybe more. But I always loved coming home, driving into the driveway and walking in through the garage door and maybe smelling something great for dinner, or having a little one come up and grab your leg and say, "Welcome home, Daddy." Or, I don't know, I just love being home, sleeping in your own bed. But it's great to be welcomed home after a long time. Repentance, which we're going to talk about today, is a kind of coming home. It's a kind of being welcomed back to Jesus in love and acceptance. That's what I'd like to talk to you about today. More on that in a second. Let's read from our gospel reading from Luke chapter 13. There were some present at that very time who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered them, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered in this way? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others who lived in Jerusalem? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. So you see, Jesus talks about these two tragedies which have happened. Galileans making sacrifices in the temple. Probably, you know, Galileans just like Jesus and his disciples who had come to the temple in Jerusalem, probably for Passover, to make sacrifices. That's where they were killed by the Romans under Pontius Pilate. And their blood was mingled with the blood of animals that were sacrificed. What would you compare that to today? Some guys from ISIS coming in here and machine gunning us while we're taking communion? Sacrilege. Talk about man's inhumanity to man. That's where the tragedy is. And then Jesus says, well, were these Galileans, were they any worse than any of the other Galileans? Were they worse sinners? Is that why they got it? Did they deserve it because they were worse? And then Jesus brings up this other example. This tower in Siloam, a tower in Jerusalem, just fell over on some people. Were those residents of Jerusalem worse sinners than the other residents of Jerusalem who had been walking by that day? No. Jesus says, unless you repent, you will likewise perish. Well, what about today? What happens today? I don't know about you, but in Michigan this past week, we had a shooter, an Uber driver, who was going around just shooting people randomly. Were they... Those people who got shot and killed or wounded, were they any worse then the people who were sitting next to this driver, this Uber driver, passengers in his car who were left unharmed? No, Jesus says. Or how about the tornadoes that went through the South this past week and the mid-Atlantic? In fact, one was just about 15 miles from my mom's house. And you see the pictures. One house is left untouched. House next to it, demolished. Were the people who lived in that house that was demolished worse sinners than the people who lived in the house that was left untouched? No, Jesus says. No. So the natural question that we have, we want to know why. Why did it happen? Why did it happen? And if you want to hear about that, listen to the Old Testament reading that we heard earlier. But Jesus doesn't really answer that question. He comes with a different question. He comes with a question for you today. He says, really? What about you? Because repent, or you will likewise perish. And when Jesus says perish here, it's not just simply dying in the flesh, your body dying. Because if you think about it, the people who repent and the people who don't repent are both going to die. We don't know when. We don't know when that third day, that last year is when we no longer have a reprieve from the vine dresser. We don't know when the last of the manure has been spread around our roots. We don't know when the vine dresser is going to come the last time and say, is he bearing fruit? Is she bearing fruit of repentance? We don't know when that is. We know we're going to die in this body. But when Jesus says, repent or you will perish, that perishing that he's talking about is much worse than even these tragedies that we're talking about. That's why Jesus turns the question to us and says, what about you? Are you going to repent? Because if you don't, the perishing that he's talking about is eternal death. It's eternal damnation. It's eternal separation from God, who is the source of life. That's the perishing that he asks us about today. Well, you might say, gosh, well, I'm certainly not like Pontius Pilate. I haven't killed anybody and mixed their blood with the blood of animal sacrifices. At least I hope you haven't. I haven't murdered anybody. And, oh boy, if you listen to the epistle reading today or the Old Testament reading, I haven't been an adulterer either, or I haven't embezzled anything or robbed anybody, at least not at gunpoint. I haven't driven around and shot people. Please don't do that. So I guess I'm feeling pretty good about myself. So what do I have to repent of? What do I have to turn back from? Well, how about this one? How about me going to the bank and standing in line, and then there's all these people in line in front of me. You ever been there? Or maybe it's even the drive-thru, okay? What is taking you so long? Don't you know I have other things to do? I'm a busy person. You're wasting my time. Impatience. God takes that impatience and he calls us back to himself. turn back to me, come home to me, and realize you're not the only person in this world. How about this? How about the way I treat my family or the people that God has put in my life to love? Have you ever kind of turned your back on them, kind of given them the silent treatment? Why should I talk to them? They don't listen to me anyway. We need to turn around and come back. We need to come back to Christ. He calls us. That's what the turning is. That's what repentance is. That's the turning and coming home. How about this one? How about what we see with our eyes in this world? In the epistle reading, we hear about temptation. There's a lot of temptations of the eye. Temptations to lust. Temptations to look this way for a long time before God turns us to look to Christ. What's in common with all these things? Where am I looking? This way or this way or this way? Am I looking at what God's blessed me with? Am I looking at what God has done in my life? Am I looking at the people He's put in my life before me? No. Am I looking at what Christ has done for me? Dear Christian brothers and sisters, when you come here, did you listen to that first song that we were singing? Who's it about? Is it about me? What I come to do to worship? Or do you come here to receive what God has come to give to you? His good gifts. This is divine service where God comes to you to give you gifts of life and salvation. Forgiveness, to draw you to Himself, to welcome you in those arms, those welcoming arms of forgiveness, those arms which were stretched on the cross are stretched for you. Welcome home. Welcome home. What God does to turn you to Himself. That's what Christ does for you. Dear Christian friends, in Luke, we talk about how Christ has turned His face to go to the cross for you. For your sins of impatience. For your sins of selfishness, for your sins of lust, for your sins of greed or impatience with God, for your sins of saying, why is this happening to me? That's what Christ says. I'm here for you. I took those, Christ says this, I took those to the cross for you and nailed them to the cross with my hands that were nailed to the cross for you. So I welcome you home. This is your home, where you receive those good gifts. What a home. A home of love and forgiveness and of joy, where he and all of your family are so happy to see you. Christ our Lord. Amen. Dear Christian friends,